Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Show for you guys, and we're so excited to kick off the 411 about your favorite celebs. LA is out, and our girl Portia Williams is still out doing her mommy thing, but have no fear, my darlings. We have Eva Marcille from The Real Housewives of Atlanta here, and we have actress, comedian, Jess Hilarious.
Hey.
What it do? Later, y'all, Beyonce's father is making some controversial comments about his daughter's skin, and we have Andrew Freund chatting with Nick Cannon and the judges of The Masked Singer about season 2. But first, y'all, Lord have mercy. Jada Pinkett is telling the tea about her sex life, y'all.
Ooh. I want to know.
In an exclusive clip of the Facebook series Red Table Talk, Smith answered a very steamy question, darling, about getting freaky in the bedroom. And I'm going to give y'all a hint. It involved 3.
Sarah from Las Vegas. Jada, have you ever had a threesome?
I had a threesome once. I was very, very young.
Was it
like
enjoyable?
early 20s. I didn't like it.
Oh.
Is it awkward? I didn't like it. It just didn't have the level of intimacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I tried it once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that's not for me.
It got weird when you saw her mom.
It started off weird when her daughter asked her the question.
First of all, it started weird.
It was like threat level yellow, and then it went all the way to
red. Yeah, it was like an Oreo weirdness.
But you know what? It's the truth, though. I agree with her. I mean, having a threesome is just, it's complicated. Because you're having a person at each orifice, and I'm like, you can't enjoy.
Yeah, the person at each orifice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't share. That's my thing. I don't like to share.
Exactly.
I can't share nobody's penis. Like, I'm not ready to do it. I'm not ready to watch you pull it out of her and then it's going to go.
Okay.
I don't like it.
It will go from sex to MMA because somebody get popped.
Right. I'm ready to fight you all day.
Like, in my head, something tells me she did it more than once. Do you think she's telling the truth or she lying?
Yeah, she's telling the truth. She would never lie.
She would lie. But I don't think she would lie about that. I don't think she did. I just feel like it's too snappy. She can't share
Now, just to raise the creep level, like, if you found out your parents did a threesome, would you be appalled or would you be like, well, all right?
First of all, I wouldn't ask my parents. That's too much of a question to ask. But if I found out that they did a threesome, I would be disgusted and I would never have any of my mom's pop ever again.
You are just dramatic, Eva.
That's disgusting.
Ain't that damn stuff.
Well, moving on, Queen B's dad, Matthew Knowles, is speaking out once again about colorism in the music industry. Now, Knowles recently stopped by SiriusXM's The Clay Kane Show, where he discussed race relations in the music industry. And during the interview, he specifically spoke about his daughter, Beyonce, and how her success had a lot to do with a lighter skin complexion. Take a listen.
You talked about this research study that was done on colorism in the music industry, and it found that over a 15-year period, it was overwhelmingly lighter-skinned women who would get top 40 airplay. It was Alicia Keys, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce. Tell us about that study, because I was like, this is important to know.
There's a perception all around the world about color, even with black folk.
How different do you think Beyonce's career would have been if she were a darker-skinned woman?
I think it would have affected her success. And I use Kelly Rowland as an example. The great thing is Kelly did exceptional outside of America. Kelly sold over 4 million records. She just got off script.
Well, you know what? As controversial as what Matthew is saying, there is a lot of truth to it. Because despite the fact that it's disgusting and we still deal with it, it's a reality. It's reality the way that white Americans look at us and even beyond America. And then the way that we look at each other as African Americans. Dark skin versus light skin, hair texture differences, big versus little. Like, it's the truth. It's nasty to say, but it's the truth.
I often wonder if a record rep would come in this room right now and just go on this table from these three women, who would get a job.
He's definitely gonna sign me.
The key is that I've been offered record deals when I was with Violator, and I can't sing worth nothing. No. I have been offered multiple record deals, and I can't sing. And I knew it had everything to do with
it. It would be like a Nelly, a Nelly Vanelli.
Millie Vanilli. That's the hood version of Millie Vanilli.
Brad would really be singing, Eva would be the face, and they're going to have you do battle rap.
Yeah, straight up.
The trolls are coming for Lala Anthony, man. So if you recall, reports surfaced a while back that NBA star Carmelo Anthony fathered a daughter outside his marriage with mistress Mia Angel Burke. We call that the free throw baby. Now, of course, it hit the fan, causing Lala and Carmelo to separate. Jeez. Now, fast forward, the Anthonys allegedly had worked things out. Lala decided to send a sweet Father's Day post to Carmelo for being the wonderful dad to their 12-year-old son, Kyan. Like, take a look. So the trolls decided to attack her, accusing her of not acknowledging his child he had outside the marriage in the post, and even accused Lala for being the reason he's not acknowledging it.
She ain't got to damn acknowledge that child.
No, I agree with you.
Don't. She don't have to acknowledge, and she took her child and acknowledged his daddy for Father's Day.
Right.
Now that other woman should take her child and do her picture for Father's Day.
The second she would have posted that baby,
exactly.
Like, who told that bitch she could post my kid?
Exactly.
Like,
you know.
what is
Who told that bitch she could post my kid?
Exactly.
But no, for real, I feel like, all right, she didn't say, I don't feel like she had to acknowledge the child, for real. Like, at least she didn't say, you only got one child. She, because I would have been smart, like, yeah, you only the father of one, like, because I'm real petty like that. But she didn't say that. She didn't acknowledge the child, but she did not exactly. You
right.
Feel me? I feel like they shouldn't do that.
They read into stuff way too much.
They do.
But can I just say for the record, this side piece baby mama is real cute.
She is really
cute.
She's really cute.
It makes it way, it's just an insult to the injury.
Yeah.
Because if she wasn't so cute, you'd be like, girl, whatever.
That's threesome.
That's threesome material.
I was looking like, damn, Lala, she is cute though. So.
She's pretty,
you know what I'm saying? So, might want to bring in.
All right, y'all, it looks like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis might be on the brink of separation.
No.
Oh, no.
Y'all surprised?
Yes. No, because I want her, so
well,
no.
Guess you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, guess what, y'all? They surprised. Too, okay? Because the tabloid magazine reported that the Hollywood couple called it quits. So they decided to let everybody know what it really is by hitting the gram with a video message. Check it out.
Babe, what's happening? What's going on?
It's over between us.
It's over between us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we gonna do?
I felt suffocated.
You felt suffocated by me? Oh, I was just so overbearing, wasn't I?
Also,
what else is going on?
I took the kids.
Oh, you took the kids? I don't get the kids anymore?
Well, but you had a very dark secret exposed.
Oh, my gosh. What was the dark secret?
I don't know. Emily had this photo.
Must have been really dark.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks.
Yo, that mustache, yo. I'm not feeling
that.
I'm
not
used to that either. Yo, and then, like, I want to say he look a meth. I mean, mess. But on the verge of them, like, breaking out, I think that was like, the same thing that Steve Harvey and Marjorie did when they had
Yeah.
But theirs was kind of, like, cringy because it looked real forced. So I was just like, damn. I like theirs better. They was in the car. It was very...
You think Steve Harvey's was forced?
It was very cringy to watch.
It was, like, created.
Yeah.
Like, stage.
Here's your line.
Right. You say this next.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
I wasn't
so
really...
So you think they're going to get a divorce?
No.
Ashton Kutcher, you know, showed so much patience in acquiring this chick.
Right.
Like, he had a crush on her the whole time he was doing that 70s show. Then Macaulay Culkin had her home alone, and he waited that relationship out, and then he finally bagged her.
Yep.
After he was with Demi Moore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it really sucks to look at a magazine cover and see yourself on there talking about your life that you knew nothing about.
Okay.
Right. Like, what would you do if people telling you and your husband broke up or whatever, and you... stuck with a baby.
Well, apparently, like, according to Housewives, they have a whole lesbian relationship back in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah, I heard about that. I believe that. I was like, damn, she... I was like, damn, she got with bitches. That's crazy.
All right, honey. Well, okay, honey. Coming up, find out what risque gift Justin Bieber gave his manager. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
don't know about you, but my attitude and my ability to be happy and productive depends on my ability to get a good night's sleep. Now, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. Now, how is Purple different from the other mattresses? The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool, and it ends up giving you this zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. You get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns. You're gonna love Purple, and right now, my Dish Nation viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. Just text DISH to 84-888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84-888. That's D-I-S-H to 84-888.
Dish Nation.
All right, so welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. All right, ladies and Gary. Justin Bieber has a present for you, and not really for you, but for his longtime manager, Scooter Braun. Let me break it down. So Scooter celebrated his 38th birthday recently, and you won't believe what Justin gifted him.
What?
A woman.
Yeah, it was a huge topless photo of him grabbing his crotch with the words, "Happy birthday, Scooter. You're welcome. I'm awesome." It was plastered across the photo.
Wow. You're lying.
You know what? I can show you better than I can tell you. Take a look. You know, someone says the thought that counts.
Is that mascara or is that a double band of lashes? What's happening?
I don't know. It just looks busy and I just want to unsee it.
Why?
I'm so confused.
Me too. Yeah. He looks like a gangster boy George.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like he was itching for a scratch or something.
I don't know.
I mean, like, Scooter Braun and Justin Bieber have made, like, tons of money together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I guess, you know, they have probably, like, a bunch of inside jokes that some of us will never quite understand.
That's what it is.
It ain't even a dope picture, though. His
it's
body
not.
Looks stretched out and...
Yeah. He look hungry.
Like, he look like he need a snack.
A couple.
Yeah. I'm not... This look a little freaky. I don't like freaky.
You look like one of the Sons of Anarchy. I don't know which one.
Yes. Like Jack.
Okay, y'all, it's time for... Dish Double Tap! Now, for the past few weeks, we've been featuring our girl, actress, social media star, and today's guest host, Jess Hilarious!
Hey.
Woo-hoo. Okay, today's message might have you reevaluate your side chick, honey. You got one of those?
Ooh.
Let's check it out.
You ever been in a situation where you just rushing to find love, so you jump and get married, but then you find your soulmate? So now you gotta tell your wife. So you leave her, get with somebody else. Now 4 months later, y'all break up. So now you're looking dumb. And then you get to thinking to yourself, well, maybe this bitch's soul wasn't what I thought it was cracked up to be. Maybe that's why you should have cheated with her first. You know, like a test run, an audition, if you will. Because her soul could be a catfish, you don't know. Because everything be all good in the beginning, then later on you find out she smoked, but you don't smoke. She drank, you don't drink. So now you see that her soul ain't all that, and your wife's soul might have been a little bit better. But that's why you say for better or for worse. When the going gets rough, you just can't go around casting for new souls like it's a TV show. Then you got 5 kids with 5 baby mothers. Look like you've been sampling souls your whole life. Stay with your wife.
We gonna do some soul sampling this morning. But for real, how many of y'all have met a soulmate while you was with somebody else?
It happens. But see, like, when you get in a relationship, whatever, because I was just, everybody knows, I was just in, like, a similar relationship like
this.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Gary.
Yeah,
right, say it, Gary. You know, somebody that I was recently with, you know, he was married.
They're not together anymore?
No. He was married, okay? He was married. And then, you know, then he found what he thought was a soulmate. That was me. And then he swear I still am, though. Like, I'm still a soulmate.
So he should have cheated
with
you.
But I wasn't a soulmate. She, yeah, he, no.
Anyway, just want you to let everybody know where you're going to be performing soon.
I will be in Houston June 24th through the 26th. That's this coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I also will be performing with Kim Whitley at Essence Fest. Me and Cherie Shepherd, we're going to do some things there. That's July 5th. Y'all check me out.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Now, listen, are you tired of walking around with your teeth looking like a tub of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter?
You gotta keep the porcelain pearly white and bright going, and the Smile Bright Elite Sonic toothbrush with UV sanitizing charging base can help you with that. This kit includes 6 total brush heads so you can keep that breath fresh for 18 months, and this toothbrush has 3 modes: clean, dazzle, and pulse, and the battery life in this thing is amazing. A full charge lasts up to 2 weeks.
Wow, Headcrack, I mean, this is nice and all, but I like to really get in and brush good, you know what I'm saying? Does it really get the job done?
Listen, Brad, at 40,000 strokes per minute and with maximum sonic cleaning power, I'd say yes. Also, there's a 2-minute start auto timer, which is the recommended time for brushing your teeth.
Okay, so every single person in my family needs one, but before I go in, how much?
Well, thank God you're not gargling right now, because you'd probably choke. Are you really ready for this? Because usually this goes for as high as $284. For our dishits and dishettes, it's only
$39. $39?
Yep. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Nice.
All right, coming up, Andrew Fryan checked in with the host of the Hot Fox show, The Masked Singer. Now, you don't want to miss this right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here, standing in front of the peacock, as portrayed by Donny Osmond in The Masked Singer, and I'm getting ready to talk to the judges and the cast. All right, Nick, yeah. Brat, Gary, and Portia.
Yeah.
What would their costumes be, and do you think they could be on the show?
Yeah, they could be like, I was gonna say like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, but then that's 4 people. And then who would be the bear?
Ricky Smiley.
Yeah, there we go. He could be Goldilocks.
Who's Gary?
You know, or maybe Gary could be Goldilocks.
Yeah. Take us through the measures of secrecy that you guys take to make sure no one knows who's actually on the show.
Well, we were just discussing that. That's actually kind of the most important thing, because if any clues are given away, or if we know, then it ruins the chemistry, it ruins the guessing game, it ruins the family feud of it all. So they have to go to great heights to make sure none of us know.
I would call it.
And the contestants themselves don't know.
I would call it Game of Thrones level secrecy.
Okay, as someone who's been a contestant, give me some advice for contestants in season 2.
I mean, I'd say anyone that's being invited to do the show, I would say do it. You know, I initially said no in the beginning when they asked it. I was like, this sounds too weird. I don't know. And then they came back around. They said, look, I think it's going to be really fun for you, and it's going to be a big hit. And I was like, okay.
How did you not know that was Margaret's show? I mean, what the hell, Ken? You work with the woman. You know her. How did you not know it was her?
Guys, can we just let that go? I mean,
No!
Guys, can we?
I love the nervous laugh into that.
Let that go. I said I'm sorry, publicly and privately, many times. I have never felt more embarrassed in my career not guessing my TV sister.
I want you each to give me some dream people on who you hope might be on there. Just anyone you hope could be on there.
Yeah. First person that came to mind was Bette Midler.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah. A dream list for season 2. Just anyone who you'd want to see on there.
Barack Obama. We all know he has a great voice. We've heard him sing before. He's not as busy as he used to be. We saw him pull up to the Raptor game.
That's true.
Pull up to the show. Sing a few notes, OBZ. Mask on. Let's go.
This season, we're going to have even, I don't want to say higher level of celebrities, because that's not nice, but if anyone can say it, it's probably me. But also, we have 16 celebrities, so versus the 12 we had last time. So we've got more, and there are going to be more daring costumes. And
big surprise, we're going to go more, bigger, and better.
Dish Nation, y'all.
Nailed it. Mm.
Skilled it. We're skilling it. That's like,
nailed it.
We got skills and we're killing
it. Our Dish Nation mixtape is dropping next Tuesday, so.
Well, that's a wrap here from The Masked Singer. Be sure to check out season 2 when it hits Fox this September. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey. All right, Eva, now this story is about Real Housewife of Atlanta's husband.
Uh-oh.
Now, Candy Burris's husband, Todd Tucker, decided to give his daughter, Kayla, a 23rd birthday she would never forget.
Oh.
So they decided to take a daddy-daughter trip to London, and then they went to a London strip club.
Oh.
Now, after posting pics and video of them getting lit in the club, the internet started coming at Todd about it, and Todd decided to post this video to explain it all. Check it.
My daughter just turned 23. They're gonna go anyway, so why not experience it, have fun with the kids? I'm saying taking your kid to the strip club is cool. You know what I mean? It's bonding, you know, We throw some ones together, smack a couple of booties, but it shows that dad is cool. So she's able to have those good conversations with me.
Touching, but I don't buy it.
Whatever, I totally agree with Ty. Why you don't buy it?
Why is he bringing his daughter to a strip club with naked women?
You know what? When he said it opens up the doors for her to be able to have those tougher and realer conversations with her.
Sexuality. This man got his daughter and looking at some damn naked women, and you express your sexuality.
Like she's 12 years old.
But I didn't take my daddy to watch some naked man.
But your daddy knew you was gay when you was a baby. That's different. I think so.
Oh, my God.
And probably the shape of that pacifier.
Is that what it was? And I had a different time. Oh. That's all right.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.